Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. One of the questions that I think faces us every day as Republicans, and I can't call them Republicans anymore, the MAGA regime torches our Constitution and engages in increasingly corrupt and authoritarian, dangerous, individual right violating behaviors. What do we do about this? Well, right now, Democrats on Capitol Hill are doing something about it. They are vigorously protesting and calling the MAGA regime to the carpet on the big, brutal bill, which represents some of the largest tax cuts in modern history for 100 millionaires, 100 billionaires, and mega corporations at the cost of Medicaid for some 14 million Americans, potentially over 10 million kids going to go hungry as school lunch programs are cut, as emergency food assistance programs are cut. They are doing something about it. Let's take a listen to Minority Leader Speaker Hakeem Jeffries talking about what is going on starting this morning at about 1 o'clock and still going on Capitol Hill. This is Cut 35.
So thank you for providing this opportunity for us to have this discussion. But one person is missing. Speaker Mike Johnson. Over a month ago, I asked our distinguished colleague from Louisiana, the Speaker of the House, to debate any of us, but certainly myself, on the House floor about this very bill. He believes it's one big, beautiful bill. We believe it's one big, ugly bill that's going to hurt the American people, hurt children, hurt families, hurt veterans, hurt seniors, cut health care, cut nutritional assistance, explode the debt by a minimum of $3.8 trillion. This is being done by people who claim to be the stewards of fiscal responsibility. $3.8 trillion, if not more. And so the offer still stands. I'd love to have the opportunity to debate Speaker Johnson anytime, any place, right here at the Rules Committee, well, certainly on the floor of the House of Representatives. Not a duel, a debate of ideas.
That is Hakeem Jeffries in the Rules Committee basically calling out Mike Johnson. Here's what Hakeem Jeffries posted to his X account, talking to each and every one of you and me, regular Americans, about what's going down on Capitol Hill today. Let's take a listen. Cut 36.
Here at the Capitol during the 6 a.m. hour, where House Democrats, led by Jim McGovern, Joe Neguse, Mary Gay Scanlon, and Teresa Leger Fernandez, have been battling on the Rules Committee all night. We are pushing back aggressively against the GOP tax scam, which hurts everyday Americans and helps billionaires. Approximately 14 million people will lose their health care, and millions more will pay higher premiums, co-pays, and deductibles. Hospitals will close, nursing homes will shut down, and people will die. The GOP tax scam also represents the largest cut to nutritional assistance in American history. They are literally taking food out of the mouths of children, seniors, and veterans. All of this is being done to provide massive tax breaks to their billionaire donors like Elon Musk. It's unacceptable, unconscionable, and un-American. We will continue to battle this throughout the day and beyond until we stop this bill from becoming law.
That's what's going on Capitol Hill. I want to give you a flavor of how clearly Democrats are attacking the big, brutal bill that is nothing more than giveaways to those that don't need a damn thing from taxpayers any more than the windfalls that they've already received from the American working public. Ladies and gentlemen, remember that from 1981 to 2021, $51 trillion has been thieved, stolen from the middle class and has gone from the bottom 90% of us working people to the top 1%. $51 trillion over that 40-year period of time. And now Donald Trump wants to give those fattest of fat cats eating at the trough even more. Let's take cut 37. This is Representative McGovern breaking down the math. Take a listen.
We're talking about the Republican reconciliation package that is going to be jammed through this committee and rushed to the floor. And if I am understanding the numbers correctly, the latest version of their tax scam, the top 0.1% stand to gain $255,000 on average in 2027 alone. That's $700 a day, every day. The people who make over $1 million a year will also get their pockets lined. On average, these millionaires will have an additional $81,500 per year, but pennies for everybody else. For those earning less than $50,000 per year, the average benefit is $265. That's less than a dollar per day. And that's laughable when you begin to look at the gaps that are going to be created by these cuts in other programs.
Absolutely disgusting. What it is a giveaway for those that don't need any more giveaways. And it is absolutely scraps for the rest of us. Donald Trump is reverse Robin Hood. Steal from the poor to give to the rich. Steal from the middle class to fatten the fat cats even more. It is time we say no. I cannot wait to bring on two fabulous broads, and I mean that with deep, deep, deep respect. For the next segment, Broad Appeal, will be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley and Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim. We're going to talk about the robbery of the middle class, the oppression, the stamping down on our necks, all of us, by the fat cats in Washington, D.C., and the MAGA regime right here in the state of Wisconsin as they debate the biennial budget. Keep it locked. We'll be right back here on the Civic Media Radio Network.